And just
it never matters.
Gotta be as bad as possible, you know.
Nobody's chimed in and been like, "Man, I'm really sure Diego's really got a lot to say. That's really quality, but I just can't hear him."
Okay, we don't have to say that out loud. Okay,
I'm just reflecting honestly Jesus about Rachel. Our helpers. They have or have not.
Just said. Because you're the, just because you're the host, and the funny one.
Yeah, and
I just don't think I'm the host. I think Jonah's the host, and I think I'm just like the
I'm just the creator.
He's not the producer. Host. We've been over this so many times. Why can't you get this straight?
Like every time.
Because I just don't. I don't have the host voice. I don't have the.
None of us have the host voice.
Yeah, none of us have any of the things.
True. Yeah.
We don't have charisma. Listen,
I am the worst guest. Okay. Jonah's the worst producer. You're the worst host. Oh, that's why we have these roles.
And we're the best at being the worst in those roles. That's why you're not the producer. You would be better at it than I am, and we can't have it.
We can't have it.
We have to like look at it, be like, who's the worst? Okay, put them in.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. There. Now you're starting to get it.
That makes sense to me.
We're a worst opportunity employer. There's no equality here.
Yeah, there's no equality because if someone wanted to join that was like decent and anything, we'd be like,
yeah. Like, do you know what you're doing at all? Yes. Well, I'm sorry, but
sorry, this is not for you.
You're overqualified.
You're overqualified.
Do you know anything about anything?
You know stuff about search and whatnot.
I mean, there's. I recently heard on a podcast that there's 7 million podcasts.
Believe it.
That's a lot of podcasts.
And they're all trying to be the fucking best.
Not us.
Like, why compete? Why compete against that? That's ridiculous. We have no chance. Yeah. We could save Obama's life. We could save Donald Trump's life. And no one would listen to the show.
I was really curious where that was going.
Yeah. I'm glad I had you on a little had you on a hook there for a second.
You did, yeah.
Do we have to choose between Donald Trump and Obama?
Either Donald Trump, Barack Hussein Obama, or your second cousin. Whose life are you saving?
What are we playing?
Oh. Nobody's going to save Donald Trump, but it have to be like, okay, Donald Trump.
I thought.
Which also saves this was, the whole
what's that game called?
Continent of Africa.
Love, fuck, or fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah.
Marry.
No, this is this is a completely new game that we've invented for the show.
I'm in.
It's called Who Would You... it's got to be something completely different.
Who would you save?
Who would you save? Who would you take to the water park? Or, and... Who would you hire for your job?
So random.
Who would you...
who would you work for?
Who would you, like, put into a wood chipper?
Oh, shit. Well, now we're just back on fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, there's a bar.
Yeah, I don't think any of us can lift Donald Trump, so he's out.
Wow.
Way to think about logistics.
That's fat shaming, Diego. You can't do that.
No, he's muscular. What? I can't believe your mind went there. Jesus, Jonah.
I'm just trying to defend... I think the show has sort of started. If it hasn't, I don't care. So I I watched a very poignant.
Yeah.
Or is it just poignant? Yeah. The G is silent.
Mm-hmm.
Poignant. TED Talk about how to speak so that people want to listen. I thought it was very valuable advice for us as podcasters, casting the pods into the pool of pods, the pod pool. And he has seven deadly sins for speaking to people. So these are things you want to avoid. These are things that we, as a podcast, as the lead gulp, the gulp leaders, like cult leaders, if you will, we want to avoid gossip.
Okay.
So no more gossip, you guys.
Okay. Like, cut it. It's cut. It's gone.
Yeah. No more gossip.
who doesn't want to listen to gossip? Where'd you find this?
It's a TED Talk, so you know that it's like peer-reviewed. No judging. That's number two. No judging.
He's fucking elitist, man. You're like, nobody likes gossip.
Oh my god, that leads me right to the next one. No negativity. Diego is the you're the epitome of the seven deadly sins.
We're gonna have to get Diego out of the show again.
This is like, all right, what are we going to tell people so that their podcast sucks and ours is better? These are like anti advice.
Conspiracy. I got you.
No complaining. No complaining.
We'll never do that.
No excuses. Mm-mm. No lying. No. And finally, and this is a big one, no dogmatism.
What does that mean? Mm.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means. So, but it's don't do the dogmatism. Don't do it.
Being dogmatic. I like dogmasm.
Only one that we can
say a dogmasm. That's when a dog arrives at completion.
I hope we can say we haven't done that.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Okay.
Canine orgasm.
Yeah.
I think we don't Nobody lie. Wants- I think that's the one we have. We don't lie.
We don't lie, actually.
We should. We really should.
That might make the podcast better.
We really should lie about a lot of things. But.
I think that's something that we all have to be proud of. Like, we're not liars. We're not tellers of tall tales.
No, very short tales.
Short ones, like short tails. Short tails on dogasm.
I was like, there's some connection there. Yeah. There's some connection with dogmasms.
Keep your dogasms brief.
What is it called? When you
dogmatism.
No, what's the term when you like have sex with an animal? What's that called?
Bestiality.
No, we want to say we do not support bestiality in any.
We don't?
Jonah wants to.
No, I'm not saying I do.
Maybe we should have conferenced about this.
Jonah's like, wait.
I thought that was the whole point of the show. We're like inspiring bestiality.
Oh man. I still sound really better.
Quality stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound great. Everybody That's sounds weird. Good. We look better.
My goodness,
new year,
better.
New goal.
new solider, more solid. This is
solid or gulp.
Solid or gulp.
We had our protein. This is
yeah.
So wait, no, that's done.
Swole gulp.
Got them gangs. Swole
gulp. Gulping mad gains. Let's do mad gains. Let's do a quick intro. Jonah.
Rachel.
Diego.
Jonah.
Rachel.
Diego.
Jonah.
Rachel. Diego.
Jonah.
Rachel. Diego.
Jonah.
Rachel.
Diego.
Jonah.
Rachel.
Diego.
Jonah.
Jonah.
Bah! That was not nearly as fast as I was.
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot faster than that. I can cut it. I can cut it and make it like bang, 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 bang.
Yes, I like bangs.
Quick bangs.
Oh, the energy drink bang.
Yeah, exactly.
Solid Gold brought to you by Bang. We're
Happy New Year, everybody.
Wait, is this really our first one? Yeah. Out of the
year? Special. Yeah. Yeah, it's been that long, eh? Not long enough.
Not long enough.
Never. We know that our gulpers look forward to our hiatus. They're like, Jesus, relief. Sweet, sweet relief.
Due to the fact that our gulpers are only there by pure obligation.
Every time a new episode comes out, they're like, God damn.
Why do I listen?
They check to see how long it is. They're just hoping it's like 7 minutes. Yeah.
Like, does this have 5x speed?
Just listen to it. Just us high. There, I did it. And so then whenever we see him, we're like, oh, did you listen to the show? I did, actually. I yes. did. Yes. It was great. It was great.
And they quickly changed the topic, so yeah. I have to actually talk about the content.
We should quiz our listeners after every. So what was it about? What did Rachel say? What did Rachel say at minute mark 23:11?
This sounds like an SNL skit. It's like that friend who has a podcast and wants everybody to listen to it.
Oh my god, dude! I guarantee you, next week. That
would actually be funny.
It would be funny, and that's why, oh my god, they're going to rip us off, dude. They're going to, you need to copyright that idea right now.
They're listening right now.
I don't know how they do
it. They can't actually do things that are funny, though, so I think we're probably good.
That's true.
Yeah, nobody's getting any content from this.
Well, that's exactly why they're going to rip us off, because it's SNL's not funny. So they're farming the worst podcasts for material.
Yeah.
No. Exactly. That being said, if anybody has any input, give us a call or text or at this severely underused phone number, 574-675-1850.
You can give it to the penis companies.
What?
What?
Oh, penis to Diego's one. Diego's personal advertiser.
Wait, what about
the ones that were wanting you to? But girls like it hard, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say about them?
I wish they had the podcast number.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's true.
But Diego would never know what the phone number is because you don't listen to the. You don't listen to the show.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to start listing it as my emergency contact.
Here's another thing I thought of. I. A wag of the finger.
What, are you a dad now?
Tess pregnant?
Everybody has a Patreon, right?
Yeah.
And we are the anti-podcast podcast. So We don't have a Patreon. We are completely 100% self-funded and will always be self-funded because...
Specifically Jonah-funded.
Well, it's just... I kind of forgot and got worried. I was like, oh shit, are my subscriptions still current? I mean, I have to send myself...
Obviously, you keep a tight budget, Jonah. You know exactly where your money's going.
I mean, the spreadsheet for the show is one line. It's, just, it's not even a row. It's just one box. One cell.
Wait, you're talking about our content, right?
Well, the content. It's
our content ideas.
That's the other thing. I had someone recently ask what our next episode was going to be about.
Right.
And I was, your guess is as good as mine. You don't even know
what this episode is about.
I still don't know. Yeah, I think by the end of it, we still don't know. Yeah. I mean, I get to the end, someone could be like, what was it about? I'd be like, no idea.
A great opportunity to be like, well, you kind of have to listen.
It's like you have to be there kind of thing. Okay, you just gotta listen. Like,
I mean, are any of our episodes about?
Yeah, they're not about anything. I mean, the only one we had was the Christmas one, which wasn't even our episode.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that episode, there's something that's been on my mind. I wasn't gonna do this on air. Jonah, there was a moment in that episode where I think we were playing a game and I called you a dumbass.
Okay.
And I just want to apologize. I don't really think you're a dumbass. I mean... Sometimes,
I was going to say, are you apologizing for calling him a dumbass or him being a dumbass? It's an important just really sorry.
I'm sorry I had to break it to you.
Because honestly, you shouldn't apologize for that. That's a gift.
I've never felt... more enlightened. Like, now I know.
Yeah, you dug it back up. He didn't remember, and yet you brought it back up. So now you actually have something to apologize for.
That's what I'll have to tell people in the future when I meet new people. Is like, hi, I'm Jonah. I'm actually I'm a dumbass. I didn't know this until recently, and now I do.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, well, like we said, we don't lie on this show.
No, we don't.
No. I accept your apology.
Thank you.
And I accept that I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can do with that is accept it. There's no fighting it. Like your head looks like,
I mean, you could try, you could try to get better right now.
What are you going to do about it? You've even got the pocket right here. You even got the tip for the jizz tip. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but this one's been poked. It's a hole. It's a floppy. Well, I have a tiny head, so it's like when you're in a little string. That's like it's oozing out a little bit.
It's been there soft for like 20 minutes while you cuddle. Leaking.
Oh, God. There's nothing worse than finding a full Jimmy hat.
When does this happen?
Huh?
When is this happening to you?
When you're in the park, and you just come across a full condom. Huh?
Just doing a little community service, cleaning up the park.
Yeah. That's what I do. I specialize in condom cleanup.
Like, oh, we found it. Jonah, we found another one. Come over here.
Jonah, call Jonah and purr. Jonah, it's ribbed.
Oh, yeah, I got this. I got this.
Guys, I got this, guys.
I'm a pro. Oh, yep. Gloves. That, gloves is, or anything. That is semen. Yeah, gloveless.
You take a little bit.
Smell it a little bit.
Well, you got to taste it. You need a little taste.
Oh, man, this guy has had his daily amount of fruit today.
Yeah, this guy had a full serving of fruit. Could have eaten a few more veggies.
He had some asparagus. He definitely had some asparagus.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I was listening to one of our episodes recently, and I don't know why. And it was the one where we were talking about asparagus puss.
Yeah.
Yeah. That brought back some good memories.
You definitely should not admit that you have been that low in your life recently that you went back and listened to previous episodes.
I've been pretty sad. Pretty sad. Just looking for anything. The dregs. Dragging up the dirt dregs. Yeah, if anybody out there is listening, some gulpers, I'm pretty sure we have, on average, we get like 20 to 25 listens to each episode. That's on, that's like high average. But so like, if we cut that down to what it probably is, more like 5, 5 unique listeners other than us, well, other than Rachel and I. If all of those people just happened to tell someone else about the show, that would double our listener stock, our gulp. We'd be taking even bigger solid gulps. Solider, double solider gulps.
Doubler.
Is that the, doubler, is that what we're trying to achieve? Is that what we're trying to get to? So the goal of Solid Gulp is to
grow,
take the most solid gulp.
We're trying to
increase our ability.
What to is gulp our goal? Solidly. Yes, Solid Gulp, to drink more solider. There's too many weak gulpers out there. There's
too many flaccid gulps out there.
Yeah.
It's way too many.
We're trying to inspire confidence in your gulps.
That's right.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Right? We need a little bit more of that in the world.
Oh, yeah. We're just trying to inspire in little tiny ways that we can.
Yeah.
Every, you know, 6 to 8 weeks that we.
Yeah. It's all about baby gulps. It's all.
But yeah, like 10 baby gulps equals one solid gulp.
Not at this very moment, but I will. But better than when it's fresh. I know. I'll have it fresh. When I get to it. No, that's fine right now. I appreciate it though. My brother made Nashville hot chicken at home.
Wow.
What is that?
You're not eating it?
Well, I'm gonna eat it. He's just letting me know that it's much better fresh, and I know that, but I'm committed to this endeavor. Whatever.
You should go get some and eat it here on air.
A little ASMR.
Yeah, we really want to listen to that.
Oh, delicious.
Sounded like a fart. Really thought it wasn't delicious.
Throat fart. Ugh.
Okay,
actually,
well,
you ever get that? Like, you catch a little air in your esophagus, and it doesn't come out as a burp. It more comes out like a fart would. You never had that?
No.
No, but sometimes my farts come out the front.
That's different. It's not talking.
A queef. There's like a queef, but then there's a fart that just somehow like...
like escapes out the front of your taint?
Yeah, because there's like a something about like the butt is closed off, so it like, and it's very like just not enjoyable.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Yeah, maybe I should ask my doctor about it.
You might be leaky in a spot you shouldn't be.
Like I have an additional hole.
Yeah, yeah. You like sprung a leak.
Joins the two.
It's like my butthole's angled wrong. The angle towards the front instead of the back. It's such a weird, it's a very weird sensation. I mean, queefs are weird in general, but like,
I cannot imagine. That would be strange.
That just sounds like, you know, contaminate things.
Contaminate.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want farts going all over that.
That area.
No, I'm with you there. I don't know. but the queefing like is not the worst. Is when it's just like a casual setting, like if it happens during sex, it's kind of like, well, whatever, who gives a shit. But in just like a casual setting, because then you're stuck in the situation where you try. Because I just can never tell. Like, can somebody listening be like, that's a queef? Is it identifiable? And like, otherwise, then you just have to admit that you farted, which is obviously better than saying like, oop, a queef. And so, but then it's like, can people tell, or can you even hear? Because you know, there's sometimes like you're like, do people hear that? Like, and they don't smell, so it's not like you're worried about that. But it's like, it's just such an odd situation.
Sorry,
bless you.
Oh, okay. What are we drinking? I'm drinking PBR, and dude, I think I'm gonna finish off the last of this bottle of Fernet. So like, one of the consistent story arcs, if you will, throughout the past number of episodes is this bottle of Fernet Branca that I've been token on every episode because I leave it's garage Fernet. I think I might just swallow it off. Swallow it off tonight. Oh,
what is that? Is it wine? What is it?
Here you go. Go
it's
back.
It's an aperitif. Yeah. Every time.
What?
It's an Aper Steve's.
Yeah. Aper Steve.
Aper Steve. You drink it after
Dapper Steve. Steve. Yeah. Yeah.
You drink an it apostrophe. After what? Steve?
After Steve. That's in the original French. Or Italian? I don't know.
It's like Milano. An apostrophe.
Where's Milano? Milan. Italy. That's in Italy.
Yeah, Italy.
Not Spain.
Nope.
No. Those are two different countries.
Yeah, we were at trivia and I incorrectly suggested that Milan was in Spain.
Oh, well that leads us I'm drinking some Skinny Girl sweet red wine, like a basic white bitch aunt.
Sweet bird wine.
Sweet
Diego.
Red.
I'm something red.
Yes, some pig's blood, classic Brazilian drink.
That sounds right.
Wait, is that actually what it's called?
No, it's just it's just tonic water with grenadine.
Grenadine.
He is all about that grenadine. I tell you what,
it's really good.
Here's a few. These could be either band names or song names. Soggy Dilemma.
Band name.
Epitome of Efficiency. Fetal State of Mind. And
that sounds like a... Sounds like a... rock band, like what am I thinking of? This sounds like an alternate Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah, they're a Rage Against the Machine cover band, but they're kind of like a mashup between Rage and Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's the Rage Hot Green Chilies. and then we got a good one. I liked this one, Protein Secretions. Ooh, that would be a great. That would be a great.
That's disgusting.
I don't like the word secretions at all.
Yeah,
secretions. That's a good.
Like anything secretions.
I feel like generally words that are associated with liquids, and specifically liquids emanating from porous materials or things,
bodies. Like I don't think I have a problem with liquid. Like the word moist,
doesn't bother
me at all. No, not at all. But secretions,
that moist excites you.
Disgusting. Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's, you know, with
like discharge.
Yeah, discharge. Oh, gross.
That's a great word, though. Very descriptive.
I use it like professionally all the time because you use that, and it's like an abbreviation D. What's the thing? Dash C for discharge, like so and so discharged from the hospital on this date, or so and so discharged from the program on this date, or I'm discharged right.
by the. Ooh, that gives me a whole new visual, like mental visual of being discharged from a hospital. Like you're kind of leaking out of the hospital.
You're like quickly ejected. It's like
yeah, boosh.
Yeah,
like a baby. Boosh.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are going to really like this next bit. We need to determine, out of the two of you, who is more of a man? Okay, and who is less?
Wait, why do we? I don't know. Okay. Isn't that obvious?
And the way we're going to determine that is by asking Google to tell us questions that only men, like manly men, men of the menest, would know.
Man of the, okay. The mannest man.
The mannest man.
And then I love it. Am going to... Hold on.
Okay. I wish we could hear you.
Oh, you have printouts? You printed these?
I just need to like document a score.
Oh, we're keeping score?
Yeah, we have to determine absolutely. Who's the mannest man. The manliest man.
We always keep score. Like it's,
we need to figure this out once and for all.
One yeah, for everyone's all. Been wondering who's manlier, now, me, Diego, me. Or Rachel. You
recognize it could be me, yes. Yeah. But seeing as how
wait, you're playing?
Nobody else can curate any games on this.
Listen, me losing to Jonah is one thing. Me losing to you, Rachel, is next level. I don't know if guys, I'm prepared for this.
Gender is fluid.
I am confident in my manliness. I don't care if I lose.
That I present in a very, the line is hitting and I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of. Androgynous way. There are some days I present very female. There are other days I present masculine, which is usually the days
that, you that I look out. Like,
I don't know. No, definitely not when I work out. I look good. Days when I, look like I don't give a fuck because that's the reality.
I mean.
And I've been told that I come across, I give off bi vibes.
Really?
Which I'm like, shit, that makes me sound so much cooler. But like.
But I'm not.
I'm just boring old straight. But wait, thank you. I'm always like, thank you for thinking that of me.
So what is that? Oh, so I should have been thanking my parents when they thought I was gay.
For sure. Yeah, it would be way cooler. Like, nobody's trying to be straight these days. Well,
Was that for real?
Let's go back.
That was for real.
Nobody's trying to be with men these days. So, like, for women, it's like the goal is, like, let's be gay.
Wait a second. So what you're saying is the man quiz now is all about how woke I am.
Well, no, because the fact that Google could not curate any quality of these questions are so bad. And then I was trying to think of like through myself, like what are questions that only, but then I was like, I can't come up with this. All right, here we go.
Is this a hand raising endeavor?
We can be whatever you guys want it to be. You guys are the competitors.
No, because we each give our own answers.
Yeah, yeah. What would men do in this situation?
Men would.
Depends on what kind of man you're talking about, I guess.
We'd wrestle.
Okay, this is a real stumper, okay? Should you shave against the hair or with the grain?
I mean, that depends on what you're going for.
You go against the grain. That's how you get a close shave. I've seen in commercials.
Yeah. Close shave you go against, but...
The comfortable shave,
you go with the grain for sure.
Wait, yeah. Are we talking straight razor or like a Gillette Mach 3?
Oh, man, that's a manly question.
All right, engine strength is measured by...
Wait, what's the answer?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't have answers? What's the point of this?
I would have to take the quiz.
It says you gotta pay to take the quiz. Microtransaction.
Lost to most men. Shaving used to be a ritual sometimes that took time, effort, and skill. Nowadays, most men shave using electric razors. Oh, God, what pussies. Without even thinking about what they're doing. But if you've ever done a wet shave before, you know that it's worth the extra time. Do you know which way you shave? That's all I got.
I don't shave.
I shave with the hair. I will say not on my face. I don't currently have to shave my face, but there are other areas I shave. I shave with the hair. If you shave against, you get bumps. Is that the same with facial hair? Do you get bumps?
I don't know.
Yeah, what?
Do you get bumps? Like if I shave my pubic hair and I shave it up against the grain, I get bumps. If I shave it down with the grain, smooth as the whistle.
I don't get bumps. It just cuts.
I get neither because I haven't shaved since college.
That's not true.
It is 100% true.
Are you serious?
I have not used a razor of any kind on my face.
Oh, but
or any other part of my body. It. Yeah, I use scissors.
Okay.
Do you guys trim down?
With scissors?
Hmm? Anything.
I trim across the grain.
Like, are you trimming your balls?
If I were to trim my balls, well, that hair grows so wild, it doesn't really have a grain. Have you seen balls?
What?
We're kind of questioning your
I'm not asking if you trim against the grain or with the grain on your junk. I'm just asking if you shave or trim in general your junk.
I have. Yes.
Are you more now that you are your junk?
Damn it. We're honest on this show. Yeah. But I didn't shave. I trimmed with scissors.
Are you just talking about standard Fiskars?
Yeah.
Or do you have like special
art shears? Shears.
Yeah, the crooked.
Are there special ball shears?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
I mean, the blade is like ball shaped.
Yeah, it's curved.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Make those shears for like where they're trimming like dogs that are like curved.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. You can just kind of like kick
it out. I don't know. That sounds terrifying. Like,
I'm trying to give my pubic hair bangs. How does one achieve this?
Like bangs coming down from your penis, so it's like your balls are banged.
They're like stylish. They got little bangs.
Like eyeballs. It's gonna look like me.
Yeah.
You just shaved the very bottom.
It's crazy how much Rachel looks like my left ball.
Oh, I'm glad you think of me. That's really sweet.
Yeah, you too. I think of you too, like my left and right test.
Left and right. Oh, thanks.
Keep one slightly bearded.
That's I'll never crazy. Be able to look at someone myself the same again. Thanks, Jonah. Them, like,
no. I won't be able to look at myself the same either.
Correct people when they get a little too rough. You're like, don't be rough with Diego. Diego likes it nice and soft.
Rachel likes it rough. Diego, not so much. Be gentle.
That sounds about right.
does Dana have like requirements for you? Like, Diego, do you have to like keep things chip shape down there, or is it just like whatever the fuck happens?
No, she doesn't. I trimmed my pubic area recently for the first time ever, just out of curiosity. I did it wrong. I did it really wrong.
You botched it.
I was very wrong.
What was wrong about it?
I went down to the skin. With like a trimmer.
Was it super itchy?
It was. Oh, really, dude, really
that's
itchy.
That's wow. Yeah, that's
for a long time.
It's yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. I won't do that again.
You just have to like cross your legs and kind of like switch kind
what?
Of
like, yeah,
you can't ever get comfortable.
Yeah,
you're not constantly what? Having your hand on your pants, like scratching.
What are you doing? No, I just.
Everybody knows. You know, everybody
there's
knows.
A way, there's a way to wear your underwear where, like, your balls don't touch anything.
Yeah, you tuck them.
You tuck them. Yeah,
around the sides.
That was the solution.
Like you're tucking in a baby. Bing, 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 bing.
But you're just talking about if you're like, standing yep. there? Or are you talking bing, about like bing, bing. How do you do that if you're
No. There? Just like when you're sitting down. When you're yeah. walking, it's not so bad. You're moving around.
It starts, you spread your legs and then you bring them back together while you're tucking in the sides.
It's like you're giving yourself two wedgies. Yeah. One on either side of your balls.
I cannot understand that. Not that.
Maybe. All right, next question. Wow, we got one question.
Who got that right?
Yeah, we got it right.
Okay,
I think so. We said balls enough.
Okay, engine strength is measured by
horsepower and torque.
Agreed.
Yeah, because we're men.
Let's see. Which exercise works your pecs? Curls, treadmill, bench press, or squats?
Oh.
Bench. Well, I mean, it depends on how you do them.
Curls.
Okay, wait.
Curls work your biceps.
Oh.
Yeah, my answer was bench press.
Getting a point for that.
Oh, see, I don't work out with weights.
Yeah, then you're less of a man, apparently. So,
dude, I will tell you, as an aside, Ez and I, we were trying to, like, change our lives around. And we
don't sound so depressed about it.
No. I'm very excited. We went and we played racquetball.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. For about just shy of 40 minutes. And we were dying by the end of it.
That's a long time.
Well,
pickleball when the weather gets better.
No, I'm not playing fucking pickleball. What the fuck is this? Dude, nobody plays racquetball anymore. And
I know. Like, it's all pickleball.
Yeah, it's all pickleball. The local racquet club, they've got tennis and they've got one racquetball court and they got like 10 pickleball courts. What dude, the
it's
hell?
All the rage, man. It's all the rage.
I'm not playing that. I will not. Nobody's I refuse.
Have you played Rachel?
My brother about died.
When was the last time you did exercise?
Oh, I mean, what constitutes exercise? Because he gets winded. We get winded like getting off the couch.
I mean, that counts, I guess.
In a way.
I did a hour and a half weightlifting workout, a 30-minute walk, and a 30-minute yoga session just today.
Wow.
Today?
I'm
it's like two and a half hours.
That's a long time. That's a lot of time.
Well, I did not have my kid because she was with her dad.
Nice.
B, B, I am in a bit of a manic phase mentally.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Maybe there's a C. I don't know. But, I'm prepping for, I'm doing a powerlifting competition in May.
Oh!
So I am prepping for that.
Mm.
Everybody's got to, we need the gulpers to come together and support Rachel. What's the best way people could support you in this endeavor?
Oh, definitely financially. Thank you so much. Send and directly.
What's your Cash App?
I don't actually know what my Cash App is. I don't actually know what my Venmo is.
It's your name.
I think. It in the show notes.
Yeah. Link it in the show notes. Rachel is competing. She's a competitor in competition.
Yeah. If I win the whole thing, then you guys are
$1 million.
Rachel, I feel like you're winning this quiz and you're not even playing.
Yeah.
Well,
you destroyed us just by being yourself. You're more of a man just as you are than most men who are trying.
You know, again, androgyny. It's great. Okay, this is a weird question.
Nice.
Seems very subjective, but, you know, what is the easiest way to hide baldness? A hair transplant? Wear a hat? Shave it all off, or stem cells?
Stem cells for sure. Why do you think I wear a hat all the time?
Yeah, but I mean, shaving it off is pretty simple.
You wouldn't know because I'm wearing a hat.
Oh, right.
This is a toupee.
Let me see it. Look at that. Look at that thick rug there.
No, dude, it is thin. So thin. I'm losing my hair. I'm losing my teeth. I'm losing feeling in my legs.
Mm. Yeah, maybe you should exercise a little bit.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. So what's the plan here? Are you going to do racquetball like once a week?
Starting out, we're going on a case-by-case basis until we decide that we're ready for a membership to the health gym.
Okay, like a wellness center type thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Now,
but I don't want to lift weights.
Okay, don't lift weights.
I don't want to.
I mean, it's really, really good for you, but whatever.
So is racquetball.
Well, when you blow out your knee.
Yeah, I do have a kind of a trick knee.
Okay. What is Kanye West's sneaker line called?
How is this a manly question?
Yeah.
I'm not defining this.
He's anti-Semitic.
Pumps, Wheezy's, Flex Force, or Yeezy?
Yeezy.
Yeah.
Oh, good, Diego.
It's all about that drip.
Okay, Thor.
I got new boots.
New boot goofing.
New boot gaping. Okay, three payments.
Okay. Thor is the god of thunder, weather, war, or love.
Who?
Thunder.
Thor.
Thor. Lightning.
That was not an option.
He is the god of hammers.
It's not also not an option.
He's the god of pounding.
bang.
I'm going to go the next question on that one.
Tonight's episode.
Hey, I answered it.
What did you say?
Thunder.
I said thunder.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Even
if
the ones
you're
I get right, I don't get credit for.
You're so butthurt over losing these cups.
I know.
Every time.
You're victimized. You're such a fucking martyr for the show.
I am.
If your shoes are black, what color?
I'm the guest.
If you would listen to the question.
I can't hear you even when I listen. You're so quiet.
I don't know how.
There we go. That's great.
Hey, that's better.
You just gotta mash it. Get a zip tie and just zip tie it to your face.
This thing's getting removed. Fucking Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. Yeah.
Diego Vogel, come on now.
Thank you. Thank you. Much better.
Hey, the podcast I listen to, it's two guys, and they literally hold their microphones the whole episode.
They must have really good muscles or something, because I'm already tired of it. If your shoes are black, what color should your belt be in a suit?
Definitely
yellow.
Black and yellow. No, it should be black.
Okay, Diego.
Is that right? I honestly don't know. You match your belt to your shoes?
Yes.
I guess if you're trying to... That's like a... We don't live in 1922. This isn't... We're not trying to match... I'm wearing red with green and blue.
Well, you don't have a suit on. Like, stop getting so defensive. They're not speaking about you and your everyday attire.
Well, I'm not going to wear a suit. Why would I? That doesn't.
Wedding,
I reject that question.
Okay, true or false? The skin on a Terminator is actually alive.
Wait, are we talking Terminator or Terminator 2?
I don't know. It's a commentary on it. It's one of the best guy movies of all time as Terminator. It's also one of the best movies in general. It featured a really gripping sci-fi plot with time travel, action, and adventure.
And nudity.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good guy movie.
You see Arnold's butt.
Oh, that kind of nudity.
Man nudity.
Was it alive or not? I don't know the answer.
Yeah, it was alive. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's from the future, and in the future, everybody's skin is living somehow. Okay. I don't know.
Is our skin not living?
No, our skin is dead.
I mean, maybe yours is.
I'm a corpse.
That's why your hair isn't growing anymore.
As a customer, when haggling for the best price, you should start high or low.
Oh my God. That's not a man question.
That's just logic.
Yeah. Just called being a smart individual.
What does HIIT or HIIT training stand for?
High intensity interval training.
Whoa.
Is that right?
Might be a man after all. Yep.
Did you make that up?
No, it's right.
Me?
Yeah. Did you actually know that?
Yeah, I actually knew that.
Wow.
I don't know why I know that, because I don't like hits.
Depends on what kind of hit.
Oh, like a slap in the face or on the butt?
A little booty hit?
Sure.
More of a tap. Booty tap.
Okay. What is an arm bar?
I don't know. A what?
Arm bar.
Farm bar?
No, arm.
Arm bar.
A bar for your arm. I don't know.
Is it a type of workout weight, a wrestling move, a melee weapon, or a tool for fixing your car?
I'm going to say...
All of the above.
It's a wrestling move.
I'm going to say... Oh, that's what I was going to say.
I believe you. I believe you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Rachel doesn't, so it doesn't matter.
She is the host, so.
She is the host.
That's basically the boss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the difference between track pants and sweatpants?
The material?
What? Here's your options.
If you would like that. Yeah, there's options.
Sweatpants have a fly. Track pants are usually made of a lighter nylon material. Track pants have more pockets. Sweatpants typically have elastic ankle cuffs.
I'm gonna go with number two.
Yeah, same.
Okay, I don't know because I didn't take the quiz.
Yeah, this is gender norms the game.
This is like how shitty it is. Okay, how do you open a bottle without an opener?
With your
use
teeth.
A hard edge, use your toes, using an ear, using an apple. What are these?
What are these options?
I use a lighter. I can use a lighter.
Wow.
Well, anybody could do
it. Jonah wins. I think Jonah wins that one.
No, it's all about leverage. You take it and you put it, you go like this, and you put this underneath, and then you like kind of cup it around like that, and then you pop it up like that.
Well,
that's so manly.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you a few different questions, because that was terrible.
That was terrible, but I like Jonah's answer.
That was a good answer.
I've seen videos of a lady that opened bottles with her boob. Pop.
What? I've seen that. No.
Uh-huh. It's real. You can use just about anything with like a straight edge. Like I could use...
Boobs don't have straight edges.
Does a boob have a straight edge?
I could use this file.
This is nice. I can just sit back like this.
Yeah, see?
There you go. Yeah, and we can hear you way better.
For sure. All right. This is the title of this. I'm only going to do a few of those, and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Men are answering the questions women are too embarrassed to ask. Okay.
Okay. Wait, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Here's the first question. I don't know why my bangs are, not doing the right thing.
They're great.
I mean,
don't worry about your bangs. Your bangs are androgynous. They don't care.
Why is there a hole here? Why is there a hole here? So you're supposed to be full. I'm going to have to go back to old Tiffany. Tiffany, what the fuck? I don't want bangs with holes.
Tiffany would be your hairstylist's name.
Tiff. Old Tiff. She's crazy. Tiff.
Sweet Tiff.
She's massively conservative. She's great. Here's the first question. What does the inside of a vagina feel like?
Amazing.
That is a manly question.
It feels like... Well, what are you...
What are you feeling it with?
Yeah, what are you feeling it with?
Doesn't say. I think you just...
Because it's a very complex thing. It's hard to describe with words. I could describe it with a series of moans and guttural exclamations.
Please don't.
Does it feel, how about warm?
Oh, yes.
Are we talking hot, like it actually feels like you've just stuck your dick in a heated compartment?
Okay. All right. So I did something when I was young. I may have told you this.
What did you stick your dick in?
I don't know.
What did you stick your dick in?
Well, it was something that I devised.
Did it have to do with hot hands?
Kind of, yeah. Wait, what is hot hands?
Those packets you're supposed to put in your pocket.
Oh. No. Oh, no, that would be rough. No, you would chafe. No. So, okay. Wow, this is... talk about honesty.
Mm-hmm. You went here. No one asked you to go here.
Yeah, nobody asked for a personal story.
This was like middle school middle school when I discovered this. And to this day, I still, but
it's pretty early.
So We had like rubber gloves in the bathroom.
Why? And
because for the hygiene and I don't
like
know.
Latex gloves or like
yeah, clean latex gloves. Latex gloves.
Oh, like disposable.
Why? Yeah. Why did like in your family bathroom? Know.
Yeah.
What? This is weird. This is already weird.
It's already strange.
I don't ever recall having gloves in my bathroom.
So I took three gloves and I would fill them with warm water.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go on. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I would take like a rope or a string or something and kind of bind them together as tightly as I could without popping them, without bursting the gloves.
You don't want to burst it, yeah.
You don't want to burst it. And then there was mineral oil in a bottle, and I would lather
also
up.
Also in the bathroom. Again,
also in the bathroom, a bottle of mineral oil.
Why?
Everyone has mineral oil in their bathroom.
No. I feel like this bathroom was set up for what you're doing.
Yeah, or murders, or...
My parents were either serial killers, or we had an inadvertent red room in the bathroom.
I just like how you don't... you like, it's not weird to you. You're just saying these details. They're totally normal. Like, we had gloves in there. Oh, yeah, we had a big thing of mineral oil.
I've never even seen a thing of mineral oil.
I don't know what we did with the mineral oil, but it was, like, gloopy and
well,
viscous.
We know what you did. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what else you would do with mineral oil in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you get the picture. I would fuck the gloves.
Would you hold it with two hands?
What?
Would you hold it with like two hands?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, so did that feel like the inside of a vagina?
No, not. No, it wasn't. I mean, from what I can recall, it's been a long time, I'm telling you. I was going through...
So would you have to get fresh? Would you have to do the whole thing, start the whole thing over? Or could you put, like, fresh warm water in it?
I took the gloves out to dinner first.
Did you have to refill it every time? Did you, like, open them back up, put warm water in it?
I would throw those gloves away.
Okay.
Out of shame. Pure shame.
You don't want the evidence out in the open.
Well, I wonder what you would buy. Shame. Like, say it was, like, if your mom was like, what is this? What is this?
Oh, shit. I got another fucking story that I'm not even going to say. Oh, my God. I did.
Are you going to tell us now?
No. No. Mm-hmm. No. This is too personal.
Absolutely. All right, you tell us later.
Oh, yeah, I'll save it for another time. If you happen to remember it next time we do a show, then I'll tell you, but only if you remember. That's ridiculous.
Well, you can tell us now and then cut it out.
No.
That's a better idea.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like still too much shame.
It's more embarrassing than the gloves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll come back to it. We'll come back to
it. They were just funny. That was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment. That was delightful. I mean, there were some weird parts to it, but not really the part you thought was weird.
The weird part was not what you did. The weird part was the fact that you had gloves and mineral oil in your bathroom. Like, what you did was just logic. That was the logical. It's like, all right, what do I do in this bathroom? Clearly,
I'm going to fuck the gloves.
Yeah, obviously. What else would you do in there?
Okay, let's see. Let me ask one. Oh, here's a kind of a coordinating question. What does an erection feel like?
It depends on when it happens.
Yeah, like what caused it.
Like, if you're just going about your day, then it's really annoying.
Yeah.
All right, well.
How do you describe something like that? It's like describing an orgasm. How do you describe that?
You use, what's the, you use adjectives, verbs?
Amazing, wonderful, stupendous.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. It says powerful or potent or something.
Potent. Portnoy. I had a very poignant erection.
Would you like to say my poignant?
My poignant erection with Rachel and Diego.
Okay. Let's see. What do women unintentionally do or say that hurts your feelings?
But I don't have feelings, so
they tell me they're pregnant. No. That's a good question.
It has to be unintentional.
Unintentionally offensive.
So cheating doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if you accidentally cheat?
What?
Unintentionally.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, oh, shit. Oh.
It was unintentional.
Oh, my God. I don't know what happened. I cheated on you. Oh.
I just slipped, and all of a sudden.
I was falling naked.
Oops.
Falling naked into this woman.
That would be one I'd have to really ponder.
All right. Well, we can do that. We can come back to that in your other embarrassing story.
Yeah. In the meantime, why don't you tell us that story?
Not going to happen.
Does it have to do with your penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the show. Welcome to. We have to cheers. Well, first of all, before we cheers, solidgulp@gmail.com. Still waiting on that first email from a gulper. You know, I was thinking about it. I don't give a shit if anybody tells anybody. If we have one gulper, that's more than enough.
Truly.
Yeah. So salute a cheers to the gulpers that are.
Yes, all two of them.
It's all about quality.
We cheers you, gulpers.
Yeah, quality over quantity. We know you're high quality.
Yeah.
Because you listen to this.
Yeah.
Cheers to the gulpers.
You're all we need.
You're all we want. You're all we deserve. Really.
Yeah. I mean, we also want 1 billion other ones.
if
good too.
If Jonah one... just needs three gloves and some warm water. He doesn't even need a girlfriend.
I know, you should try that again. You should try that again and see how it feels. You know, now that you know. Yeah. What a vagina
I'll just
feels.
Do a side by side comparison. Call us 574-675-1850.
Well, anyway, I have to shit anyway, so.
Hey, that's the show.
That's the show for real. I've
waited 2 months.
A true gulper would know. You've been shitless since 2022.